Hello everybody, hello boys and girls, and hello everyone who wants to learn how to speak like an American English speaker. My name is Robbie from AccentVenture.com, and for the last 2 years or thereabouts, I've been learning to speak with an American accent. And as you can hear, I'm quite good at it, not to be bragging about it, but I think my results speak for themselves, and as you can hear, I speak with a decent American accent. And now I'm going to teach you how to use an American English phrase you don't know jack about. This phrase is taken from the TV show Breaking Bad. And if you want to learn more phraseology from that TV show, you may as well just check out this URL, which will take you to the other blog of mine, EnglishHarmony.com. You see, I run two blogs, Accent Adventure, which is all about pronunciation and different English accents, and EnglishHarmony.com, which is all about how to improve your general fluency, your ability to speak fluently, basically, right? But anyway, going back to today's subject, you don't know jack about, it means that you don't know anything about. So whenever you want to say to the other person, listen, you don't know anything about that, how can you even discuss the subject or whatever, right? You can use this informal American English phrase, you don't know jack about. And needless to say, it's a little bit vulgar, so to speak, because jack, if I'm not mistaken, in this particular context, jack means S-H-I-T. I could be wrong, but anyway, I'm pretty sure that's what it means. So it's very heavy slang and it's very informal. So obviously you wouldn't be going around your workplace, for instance, telling people you don't know jack about, unless you have a very good relationship with those people. And here's how to pronounce this particular phrase. The first three words, you don't know. They just have to come out of your mouth in one go. You don't know. You don't know. And please pay particular attention to how the two words, you don't, how they blend together. It's not you don't. Well, if you speak slowly, you can obviously say you don't. But when you speak quite fast, it becomes you don't, you don't. And the sound in between the D from the word don't, right? It sounds like this, r. You don't, you don't. It's the so-called flap T. Well, in this particular case, it's not really flap T, because flap T is when the letter T gets pronounced this way. So in this instance, it's the letter D that gets pronounced this way. But the basic sound is pretty much the same. So it's you don't, you don't, you don't. It's not you don't, it's not you don't, but it's you don't, you don't. It's somewhere in between T, D, and a little bit of R sound mixed in, right? So it's you don't. And no is just attached to that, becoming all one. You don't know, you don't know. You don't know jack about it. And how the word jack is pronounced, the sound a is created by drawing your jaw a little bit backwards, right? So it's jack, it's not it's jack, but it's jack. It's as if there's a sound jack. Well, that would be exaggerating it, right? But you get the drift, my friends. You don't know jack, but it's obviously not jack, but jack, but it's not jock or jack. Your jaw has been drawn back a little bit to make it sound authentic. And obviously, I'm not claiming to be 100% American sounding person, and I'll probably never be, because I'm a foreign guy and I'm just doing my best to learn to sound like an American and teach others. And hopefully you'll get this little trick that I'm teaching you today. So basically, you don't know jack. So there's two sounds you have to pay particular attention to. You don't, you don't, you don't, You round. The tip of your tongue touches behind your teeth. You round. Actually, it goes a little bit further up. But you needn't be too worried about your tongue placement or whatever. You just have to imagine that it's a sound somewhere in between T and D. So in the case of you don't, your mouth is positioned this way, you don't. And T, it would be you don't. D. They're actually almost the same sound. But in this case, you have to pronounce the sound as if it is brought closer to the R sound. So, D, R, R, R. You don't know. Obviously, if you can't get this 100% correct, you're fine to say you don't know jack about it. It's not going to change anything. And basically, the biggest stress is put on the word jack. Jack, remember, jack. The jaw is drawn back a little. You don't know jack about it. About it, or the it can be substituted for just about anything you want to tell to the other person. You don't know jack about my relationships with Mary, so how can you even judge me, right? The word about is pronounced something like about. It's a bit longer, about. You don't know jack about it, about. Again, the same sound that is in the middle of the two words. You don't. It appears at the end of the word about it. If it's it, then about it becomes about it. You don't know jack about it. But obviously, if you say something else, then there's no it about it. And then that weird sound just isn't there. You don't know jack about my relationship. So there, in that particular instance, then there's only the T sound at the end of the word about. But if it's followed with a word it, about it, then there is this weird sound, which I personally like to describe using the letters T and D. Therefore, you have to imagine as if you're trying to say something in between T and D, and there's a little bit of R mixed in as well. So, you don't know jack about it, or you don't know jack about me. Something like that, right? So, get your mouth exercised, try to get the phrase right, and if you have any questions, just get in touch with me. You can go to the contact page on my blog by following this URL, or you can just comment on this YouTube video. And I hope that I'll be able to respond to your questions in a very timely manner, right? Okay, my friends. Thanks for watching this video, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.